I guess the hand gestures weren't enough.
Oh, I was looking down. What up?
I mean, it's recording now.
It's recording?
Yeah.
Are we that out of whack? Reset it. Restart it.
Why? We don't have to post this. I mean, I will, but we don't have to.
All right. Welcome to
Welcome to the July episode of the Helped Podcast. I'm excited for our next episode, the 2024 episode.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? Why has it been so long?
Well, we talked about going down to monthly, and so we did one in June. I think it was a little bit earlier in June. Now we're doing one in July. I guess it really can't get any later than this.
All right, so it's not every 30 days. It's just at least one a month.
Exactly. One episode per month. Next one will probably be sooner just because it's getting pretty late in July.
All right. Well, here's Matt with announcements.
Yeah, big announcements this week. I guess really the topic for this week is what we've been up to and what we're about to be up to. So what we're about to be up to is hitting the road again. We're headed to the two places you most want to be at the end of July and the beginning of August, those being Central Florida and Las Vegas.
I'm sweating just thinking about it.
First, we are headed to RSPA Retail Now in Kissimmee, Florida, in Orlando. And then we are headed to the CompTIA Channel Con in Las Vegas immediately after that.
What are we doing at the RSPA?
That's a great question. So RSPA, it's kind of related to our focus these last few months. You know, we really moved hard into the MSP space because we see that there is a need, and we've had a lot of success in these couple months in servicing the sorts of businesses that are delivering IT to other companies. RSPA is focused on the retail community, but it's a community of MSPs really focused on that space. So we're going to be a part of the community.
I like it.
So we've been involved with RSPA for about 6 months now. We participated in some of the online events. This is our first time going to an in-person RSPA event. We're pretty excited to go to Disney World to be a part of it.
Well, I mean, that's a whole nother story, the fact that we're going to Disney World.
The resort that the event is at is literally across the street from Disney World. So it's going to be hard for us not to show up in our Mickey Mouse suits.
We're going
to
go to Central Florida in late July, early August, and we're going to be outside.
All day long.
All right. Fantastic. What else are we going to be doing at
the After RSPA? That, we're headed to Las Vegas.
No. RSPA. What else are we doing at the RSPA?
Oh, well, we have a couple of appearances that we're making there. I believe on the first night, it's just the grand opening. The second night, the big awards dinner, is featuring an award for one of our very own employees. It's the 40 Under 40 Award. Going to Mr. David's own.
Yeah. I mean, there's some benefit to being young, I guess. My knees still crinkle when I bend down, but whatever. I'll take an award.
I remember back when I was your age. 80s were a good time.
I just wonder if I need to bring up tux.
And then you definitely should. You really can't be overdressed in Orlando in August.
That's what they say. I've heard that. And then what are you up to? I heard we were going to make it matter.
So then, yes, the morning after that, I am participating in a panel about metrics that matter. I'm making the panel matter just with my presence being Matt. That's Matt, the joke.
We get it.
Exactly.
But what about metrics? Like, I mean, come on. If you would have said, what is the best thing for you to speak about? Would it have been something other than metrics?
Well, it's funny because I'm going to answer your question by kind of bringing it back to basketball, because if there was one thing that I was going to talk about, maybe it should be basketball. But, you know, there's a team, the 76ers, where a while back they had a GM who tried to convince everyone to trust the process. First, he went through this acquiring assets, getting all the draft picks he could possibly get. And then he started, you know, using those draft picks, those high draft picks, because the team was tanking. The team was terrible. And then they had all these star players, and one of them kept getting hurt, and that star player sort of became a mouthpiece for the GM, and he sort of gave himself the nickname The Process. The idea was that the team was very numbers driven. They knew what would make a good basketball team. They knew that the results along the way don't always, you know, bear out that ultimate success. But it's one of those things where you don't necessarily no, it's a little bit more recent than that.
Who is it?
Come on, keep guessing. Joel Embiid is
of course.
Name.
Yep.
Who I believe is his Twitter, or now his X handle, is The Process or something like that.
Yeah.
So the idea is that, you know, along the way, you kind of need to know what you need to measure. You need to know what matters. And in any day, in any short period, the numbers might not look great, but that doesn't mean things aren't working. Over the long run, things will work out as long as you're trusting the process. And so, you know, metrics that matter, what I'm going to be talking about is really trying to understand what it is about your business, business, about, you know, the attendees' businesses, that are the key things that are really important, how to measure those, how to be sure that those are working. Because if those, you know, underlying key aspects of the business are working, it means at the end of the day, the business is going to be a successful business.
So it basically takes the fluff and makes it real. Right? Like, yeah, of course, everybody's going to say, hey, I want to deliver this. Hey, I want to deliver that. Whatever. Like, that's just sales fluff. That's just fluff. But having the numbers.
Exactly. Yeah. Sales is a good example, because you always say, yeah, we want our sales numbers to be up. Well, great. We all want our sales numbers to be up. But what makes those sales numbers up? Maybe it's, you know, you're doing some A-B testing on your marketing emails. Maybe it's just that you're doing that boiler room style thing where you're making cold calls. You need to have a certain number of calls made every day. It's understanding what those key underlying metrics are that are going to lead to that sales number actually being the number that you want it to be.
I like that. I'm stuck over here trying to remember the last time I watched the movie Boiler Room. That was a great movie. Are we still in the announcements?
We're still in announcements. Whenever we talk about leads, I always think about Glengarry Glen Ross. My age here, you know, being in my 60s at least, I'm not sure how old I am. I don't remember anymore. I have my McConnell moment here. I'll just go silent for a moment. Topical podcast. For me, that was the big sales movie with Alec Baldwin. Who was the one that was always asking for the Glengarry leads?
Oh, gosh.
Older guy. I'm drawing a blank.
He was in the old Grumpy Men, too.
Yeah,
No, it wasn't Walter. The other one. Gene? Oh, man.
Whatever. We'll put it in the notes. So that was mine. I saw Boiler Room. I liked it. So the other side of the announcements, immediately after
Jack Lemmon,
immediately after talking about Jack Lemmon in Florida, we're going to be heading to Las Vegas for CompTIA ChannelCon. David, what's up with CompTIA ChannelCon?
I don't know. What's up, or what are we doing, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, tell me a little about why we're going to ChannelCon.
Because we're not going to be hot enough in Florida, so we figured let's go to a dry heat and see if we can really show ourselves up.
So which is better for you? Do you prefer being, is it like a steam room or a sauna choice for you? What do you go for?
Growing up in Arizona, I think I'm more used to the dry heat. So I think I'll be better in Las Vegas, where I'm dry and hot versus being wet and hot.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay inside.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. So CompTIA ChannelCon, I mean, it's just another opportunity for all of the MSPs and folks in the space to get together. I think the unique thing about this is that we are going kind of as a partner of an organization that we've met and we've been able to build some ideas around. And it's in the learning space, and, you know, CompTIA is a very, education focused organization. I mean, obviously they do the certifications, and we're going as a special guest for Excel and Flourish, which is the partner that does, training for, you know, office products.
Shout out to Jennifer at Excel and Flourish.
We should have gotten her on here.
Well, next time.
Yeah.
So what I think is really interesting about ChannelCon, and you know, you mentioned that CompTIA is an education focused organization. I heard there's going to be something like 1,000 attendees, and normally in an event like this, I would think, oh, 1,000 attendees probably means, you know, 100, 200 vendors, 800 actual attendees. But I heard the numbers are along the lines of 400 MSPs and 600 vendors. And I noticed as we were looking through the agenda that obviously a lot of the sessions are focused on educating those MSPs, but they actually have a whole track of sessions that are focused on vendor education. So it's one of those things where we're not just going to pitch our wares, essentially, but we're going to learn to take advantage of CompTIA, to be, you know, the attendees, the consumers of the show.
You know, and I had just gotten off the phone with Mikey Pruitt from DNS Filter, and while I'm name dropping, I figure I might as well keep it going. And we kind of talked about this idea of people not wanting to be sold and people wanting, you know, partnerships and people wanting folks that are enriching the community, which is awesome because that's always been kind of our vision and our goal. And so here we get this opportunity to mingle, be one of those 60% of the vendors at CompTIA and just continue to hopefully enrich the community.
Yeah, I think that has been a big push for us. Maybe next month's episode, we'll talk more about community involvement and, you know, what we've done really in these past couple months to move that forward, how we are part of the community, not just somebody out there trying to sell our stuff.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the cool thing. I mean, like, we see things from a really unique perspective and, you know, maybe that's valuable to somebody. We're never going to push our opinion on anybody. But if somebody asks me about ticketing systems, I can tell them, hey, I'm in five at a time, so I can tell you exactly what I think. And I think that that's got some value to it.
And I think we really developed our tool set mm-hmm. as well over these past 6 months or so, to where mm-hmm. when people come to us looking for advice and recommendations, we're really coming from a place of knowledge, experience, and, you know, kind of building a solution that's perfect for the company.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we're still in the announcements, but are we at time already?
Yeah, I think this was just an announcements episode.
All right, perfect. Well, vroom, vroom.